I grew up hearing. Extra, extra, read all about it. But today is more like live, local, and late breaking. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Every day we are fed a steady diet of live, local, global, and late breaking. And most of it is foreboding and frightening. Have you heard the latest? Another earthquake in Japan. A tragic killing at a youth camp in Norway. Buildings bombed in the same country. A wife accused of killing her husband and setting the house on fire. A mother giving her child away to someone on the street. The economy is slowing down. The government is stalled on a debt ceiling plan as if the powers that be are playing a game of chicken with our lives. Yes, stuff happens, and most of the time it's someone else's stuff. But every now and then it's your life that makes a headline above the fold. Or it's your picture that's splashed across the screen. Or something of your life goes viral. A marriage, a promotion, a new job, a new relationship, a brand new home. Yeah, scholarships, graduation, retirement, remission, a healthy birth, an excellent prognosis. Praise the Lord. But then there's the other stuff. The death of someone you love. A child watches a parent lowered into the grave. Or vice versa, a parent must bury their child. There's a divorce, a dismissal or disappointment, or some other personal disaster. Friends may rush in to comfort. Hey, hope for the best. It's going to be all right. And then there will be someone who will say, it's all for the best. There's a bright side somewhere. There's a story told by William Garnett about an urban missionary trying to get through the trash of a dark apartment doorway. He heard a voice say, "Who's there, honey?" He lit a match and saw calm, appealing eyes looking at him out of a wrinkled, weathered, ebony face. On that bitterly cold February night, the woman laid on a tattered mattress. No fire, no heat, no food. All she had was arthritis and faith in God. The woman began to sing, "Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Sing glory, hallelujah." Surely you've heard this spiritual before. And it continues, "Sometimes I'm up. Sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I'm leveled on the ground. Sometimes the glory shines all around. Sing glory, hallelujah." It continues, "Nobody knows the work I do. Nobody knows but Jesus." And then there's this one, "Nobody knows the griefs I have. Nobody knows but Jesus. Sing glory, hallelujah." This is one of the first spirituals I learned to sing way back when. In fact, one of the earliest sermons I preached was titled the same. It wouldn't amaze anyone that the woman in the dark, frozen, trashed hallway would sing such a song. You'd expect those who are buried under tragedy and trash to sing this song. But that's not the last verse of the song. It was this verse that the woman with nothing left but arthritis and faith sang the loudest that night. It went something like this. "Nobody knows the joys I have. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the joys I have. Sing glory, hallelujah." It may be hard to understand how she was able to hold on to her but God faith in spite of her circumstances, and you won't until you come out of the other side of your own late-breaking news singing glory, hallelujah. In the Bible, Paul didn't sing that song, but he reminds us in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 and 9, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. No matter where you are in life, don't forget there is still one more verse to sing. The last verse of the song of your life has not been written, nor has it been sung. Until then, sing the last verse of that old Negro spiritual today. "Nobody knows the joys I have. Nobody knows but Jesus. Sing glory, hallelujah."